Morning. Seems like the gospel picker didn't get the word. Mm-hmm. Everything else has changed. The decor has changed. The wreath has come. The vestments have changed. The music has changed. Everything shifts from ordinary time to Advent. In the gospel, it's almost exactly the same as the gospel we had last week. Except that last week it was from Luke. This week it's from Matthew. There is a change in the cycle there. We've ended our year-long tour through Luke and begin now to read Matthew for this year. So that's a clue to pick up on. Take some time, read some Matthew. But for its location in the gospel, for its tone, for its teaching, it's about what we had last week. We've got a circle going on. We end where we began and begin where we ended. And yet it's not really just a circle. It's more like a spiral. And that's an important distinction. People who think of this as the most important passage of the gospel tend to think that what we've got here is a proclamation of the day of doom, and we go out and proclaim doom and scare everybody to death, and hopefully they will be good, and hopefully they will be scared enough to give us lots of money, and then we go on from there. But that's not what it's about. But at the other extreme, it's not. Forget all of that. The world just goes in a circle, which is the way most of the secular world operates, the old Greek closed time model. That's not right either. We go round and round, but we go up a level every time. It's like one of those crazy things you hate to drive getting into and out of parking garages at airports. Quick turn, quick turn, quick turn, all the way up. It's the way time is laid out. So we come round again. We end the season where we began it, and begin it where we ended it, with the thinking about the coming of the Lord. And yet that is already a very ambiguous term. Advent, coming. It looks backwards to the incarnation. It also looks forwards to the coming in glory. We're told to look forward to that, to hope for it, to pray for it, to work for it, not to be afraid of it. We're also told we don't know when it will be. And that's a reliable prophecy, right? When Jesus said, not even the angels know, nor even the Son, obviously he was right. Because he said, and apparently believed, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Well, that generation passed away a long time ago, and all these things have not yet taken place. So that's not the key. That's not what it's about. It's not about when it will happen, or even how it will happen, but simply that it will happen, that this world does spiral upwards, that it's converging on its goal, and that the definitive step in that process is the incarnation. God, who has been working so very patiently, constructing this world for so many billion years, finally sees it ready to receive the divine word. And God speaks the word into the flesh. And the word becomes flesh and dwells in our midst. Now with God's own energy, not only brooding over it from without, but springing up in it from within. The decisive point has been reached. Jesus thought it would come very quickly after that. Many people still think, you know, it's only been a couple thousand years, maybe a few hundred years more, maybe a week from next Tuesday, whatever. Maybe. Maybe another 13 billion years. No way of knowing. But it is happening. The Word is becoming flesh. That's a hard thing to get a handle on. It takes a little time, takes a little space, takes a little quiet. At one important time of year when quiet is really needed, quiet may be what we have the least of, right? This is the most hectic season of the year. I heard somebody say yesterday that they could not go to have Thanksgiving dinner with so-and-so because they would not have gotten back in time to get ready for the Black Friday sales because they had to be in line by midnight. If that's the beginning of the season, what will the end be? We run merrily in circles, looking more like Thomas the Turkey with his head chopped off than with anything else. And yet what we need to do, we need to put up with a certain amount of that. You know, presents have to get gotten and wrapped, and trees have to get up, and dinners have to get planned. I know, I have to do it too. Spend your time and do it. But don't let it take over. Set some time aside. Set some energy aside. Sit back quietly and meditate on this Advent word. That's the ending of the circle and the opening of the circle. That's the step round the spiral as it goes up. That reflects on the coming God's word into the world and the definitive difference that that makes for us individually, for us as a universe. God is speaking to us. God is speaking through us. God is speaking in us. God is speaking the Word, and the Word is becoming flesh. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.